in Virginia. This is our second big trip that we've had, and so we are thrilled to be on the road for the Lord, not doing our own work, but doing God's work. And so if you would, take your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to look at Hebrews 10:23. We'll read one verse. I used to be nervous about preaching, and sometimes I still am, but now the excitement of getting to preach gets ahead of me, so I'm enjoying it. Hebrews 10:23, we'll read just one verse. And it says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." When I was a teenager, I wanted to do something big for God. It was my goal, it was my hope that God would be able to use me in my life. I wanted to, and I wanted to do something great so then people could look back and say, he was used of God. I wanted that. My parents raised me up in a good family. I'm a second generation Christian, and so my parents were saved, and they raised me in church. Isn't that a blessing? I'm so glad that I was raised in church. I don't believe I ever would have been saved if I wasn't brought up in it. I know how hard-headed I can be sometimes. I'm thankful that God brought me up in a good family. But my parents set the environment for me, and they gave me a desire to please God and to do something for him. I wanted to read my Bible every day. I wanted to pray every day. I wanted to grow in the Word of God and to grow as a Christian. I didn't want to be a baby Christian all the time, but I wanted to become a mature Christian so that I could see souls saved, so that I could do something for God. It was my desire. It would be great if I was able to always do right and never fail. But every one of us realizes eventually there will be times that we fail. There will be times that we are not always faithful. Here in this verse, it tells us to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. It's by hold fast, it's saying get a good grip on it. Don't let go of it. When it says wavering, it means don't change it. Get settled on what you believe. Get settled on the Word of God and keep it. We're not supposed to let go of it. We're not supposed to change it and switch out. When you have trusted Christ and when you've got the truth of the Bible, we're supposed to take a hold of it and make it our own. God is calling us to faithfulness. We all ought to be faithful in our lives. And this is what this message is about. I've titled it Monday Christianity. I believe that every one of us ought to be a Christian every day of the week, not just one. You see, unfaithfulness is an extreme detriment to Christianity. If you look in Proverbs 25:19, it says, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint." There's a person from our church, her name is Miss Candy, and she's gotten it healed now, but for a while she had a bone spur in her mouth. Now, I don't even have to tell you what a bone spur is. You hear those two words put together and you think, ouch, that's all you think. It's painful. It is not a good thing. And if you have ever had a problem with a tooth or with a broken bone and not getting it taken care of, it can be extremely painful. Now, could she do what she had done before? Yes, she could still chew. She could still speak. She could still do everything that she was able to do before, but the extreme pain in her mouth from that bone spur kept her from doing everything that she should have been able to do. And an unfaithful person, an unfaithful man, an unfaithful Christian will keep the work of the Lord from running smoothly. It'll keep God's work from being done, and it'll be a detriment to what God wants to happen. We ought not be unfaithful. We ought to be a faithful person because of that. God wants consistency in our lives. We ought not vary. We should stay the same day to day. I know that I've seen in my life, in myself and in other people who are close to me, I've seen people who have started out faithful but weren't. Maybe they were faithful on Sunday. They came Sunday morning, Sunday night, but the rest of the week, they didn't even think of God. They never gave them a second thought. As soon as Monday hit, they were doing what they wanted to do. They didn't care about what God wanted of them anymore. God did not save you from your sin so then you could be saved only on Sunday. He did not purchase for you for his own on a part-time basis. He purchased you on a full-time basis, and he wants you to be his full-time. He wants you to serve him on Sunday and on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, every day of the week. It doesn't matter what you feel. God has bought you, and because you're bought with a price, you belong to him. You don't do what you want because of that. We bought a Toyota Sienna when we started deputation. Before we got on the road, we wanted a reliable vehicle. We had two. One of them we've sold now because it wouldn't work. The other one we took in the shop in February, and it's still in the shop. So you can't use a car like that. We got a car specifically for deputation. We wanted it to be reliable. We wanted to depend on it. Now, if I paid for this car, I had a purpose for it. I knew what I wanted to do with it. And I got in, and I started the engine, and I put my foot on the accelerator, and it doesn't go. I'm going to be unhappy. It's not doing what I expected of it. If I try to turn left, and it turns right, I'm in some serious trouble. I'm probably leaning towards getting rid of it at that point. We ought to make sure that when God has something for us, we do it. Soul winning times are not just for the pastors of the church and for the pastors' wives. Soul winning should be for every one of us. The ministries of the church, there are so many things that can be done around here. There is always a toilet that needs cleaned. There's always something that can be done to help out. God just wants somebody who's willing. He wants somebody who will faithfully say, God, would you use me? Would you put me in an area where I can be used of you? You know, God will not even use a pastor who is not faithful. He wouldn't even call a pastor, a person to be a pastor who is not faithful. If you look in 1 Timothy 1:12, Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Maybe God wants to call some people, he wants to use some people, but they're not faithful. So we can't. What do we need to do to open ourselves up so then God can use us? Maybe he just wants you to do what he's already told you. Maybe he just wants you to take down the gates that you put around your life and around your will and say, no, God, take my will. I'll do what you want for me. I'll be faithful to you in every matter. Proverbs 26 says, most men will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. God doesn't just command the preacher to be faithful, as he should. God commands us to be faithful. Every one of us have not just an expectation, but a command of God to be faithful in our lives. Think right now, what area am I unfaithful in? What area can I do better with so that I can be greater used of God? Every one of us ought to be faithful. You know, that's not a characteristic of the world. The world is so unfaithful. We see that. It's so obvious. When you look at the world, how many businesses do you go to and people just don't show up for work? That's not something that God commands. That's something that we in our own selfishness and our pride decide, I'm going to do what I want. No, if you do what God wants, you'll be faithful. That's a Bible principle. We know if we're to be like Christ, we're going to be faithful. And even if we are unfaithful, there'll never be a time that he's not faithful. We look at 2 Timothy 2:13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. That's an amazing truth. I'm so glad that God promises that even when we're not faithful, when we run away from him, he will be. You know, God does not run away from us. Has there ever been a time where it seemed like we've been distant from God and we can't feel him and we can't hear his voice? It's not because he's changed. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's never a time that he has changed. If we cannot hear his voice and we can't hear his voice and feel the touch of God and we don't sense his presence, it's because we've gotten away from God. We need to say, you know what? I want God to use me. I want God to bless my life again. I want God to use me greatly. I'm going to be faithful like I already ought to be. What about you? Are you faithful like you should be? God wants to do something great through this week. He wants to see people saved. He wants to see people's lives called to the ministry. He wants to see people open up their hearts and say, God, I'll give what you want me to give. I'll do what you want me to do. You have to first be faithful. And it's not something it just happens overnight. It's a consistent thing. If you're going to be faithful 20 years from now, you've got to start by being faithful today. What can you do to be faithful? Dale Moody once said this. I find this interesting. We see a lot of people. The Bible says in Matthew 7:20, I'll say it like this. It says, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Some people don't seem very faithful because they're not God's child and they don't have his change in them. When God changes a person, when he saves them, he changes them and he gives them a new desire. Dale Moody said, I drink all I want to. I curse all I want to. I go to all the shows I want to. Does that sound like something Dale Moody would have said? No, we know D.L. Moody was an amazing evangelist, and he saw many souls saved. Why would he say that? A man asked him, Mr. Moody, I had no idea you did that. He said, "No, yes, I do. And he said, I'm shocked. I didn't know you drank. He said, no, I don't. He was perplexed. He said, Mr. Moody, I didn't know you cursed. He said, no, I don't. Well, I thought you said you drank all you want to and you cursed all you want to. And he said, I did say that. But when Jesus saved me, I didn't want to curse anymore. I didn't want to drink anymore. I didn't want to go to the shows anymore. God changes us. And because of that change, he makes us a different person. He puts a new desire in it. If you don't have the desire to do what's right, maybe you ought to start searching. God, have you changed my life? Have I given my life to you? A Christian ought to have a changed life. It says 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. This is our purpose, to glorify God. When we're unfaithful, we don't glorify God. When we please ourselves rather than pleasing God, then we do not glorify God. And even let me say, when you decide to please yourself instead of pleasing God, often neither happens. You seem unhappy still in your own life. This is something I've found in my own personal life. When I try to please myself, I come out unhappier than if I'd just decided to serve God. You ought to decide to be faithful. Man, what an amazing command that God gives to us. I'll say one last thing. I'm a baseball fan. I love baseball. My wife hates hearing about it. But I'm a baseball fan and I love the Cubs. My favorite player is Ben Zobrist. He's not an amazing home run hitter. He's not a great defensive player. But he's good at everything. He can get the job done. His manager, Joe Madden, once said of him, he is a man with no chrome. Think of that. He has no incredible quality, but he can do everything faithfully. He can do everything that's expected of him. Wouldn't it be amazing if somebody were able to look at you and say, he's a person with no chrome. He gets the job done. If there's something that needs done, he does it. we ought to decide, I'm going to be faithful because God has commanded it, and that's the best way that I can glorify him.